Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way. Catamaran home!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast. We're joined by Sam Campbell.
Cheers.
Well, Sam, it's been real. Thank you for coming on the show once again. First repeat guest.
Any time for you, Jimmy.
Isn't that just joyous? Well, such wonderful things coming up for you on today's episode of the podcast. Look, I think I've done my back carrying someone out. Thank you, Sam. No worries, he says. I think I've done my back carrying someone out of the show last night. We had some wonderful, excitable people at the show last night who had to be carried out. They loved being carried out, I'll have you know. But the body is weak. The body has become weak. This is my last day in Sydney, my last day on tour that I'm speaking to you. And then early tomorrow morning, I'm going back to Adelaide, thank goodness gracious, to be with my family, to look after them, and to prepare for the new James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Extravaganza. That'll be taking place at the Rhino Room on the 25th, which is this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So that's 2 days' time. It's downstairs at the Rhino Room. Please, please, if you're in Adelaide, I'd love to have you at that show. Ticket link in the box thing. You know, they're findable. They're findable tickets. I will link to them. And unless you're a Patreon member, in which case, please just come for free. Not so much for free because the Patreon does cost money. But it would be an honour to have you there. Catamaran Plan Extravagan. Zah! Coming up soon. What can you expect at this live show? Well, we're going to experiment. I've got a number of ideas of things that when I start to take a catamaran plan on the road,
or perhaps on the sea,
that could be a part of that show. Songs, perhaps. Sketches, maybe. Excerpts from a book that someone might be writing, yes. A little bit of dancing, maybe. Question and answer session, depending on how little material I manage to assemble in time. It will be nice to do a show of light-hearted pleasantries, I can tell you that, after this show, which just every night is about death. Except for last night, when the show was half about death and half about carrying people out and commentary on that and shouting and... Oh, it was rowdy. The people in Sydney are nice and rowdy. The people in Brisbane were dirty and the people in Sydney were wild. Anyway, funny story, maybe a funny story. Well, I'll let you be the judge. I came to Sydney via Casino. It's a small town of Casino. When Federation, now this is the story everybody knows about Federation in Australia, that the states were so separate that they have different rail gauges, and so you can't just get the same normal conventional train from one state to the other. And I believe that is the reason why you cannot get a train from Brisbane to Sydney, which is what I wanted to do. What you have to do is you get on a bus to the northern New South Wales town of Casino, and then that takes you via train the rest of the way. And the train the rest of the way was delightful. I had a little bed, had a shower, had my own toilet that I shared with an elderly woman, and my own room, and it was just ever so pleasant. I can't say enough things about travel by rail at night. In contradistinction with what happened on the bus, which was unpleasant. And rather than recount it to you, when I got off the train, I had a gig that night, and I just sort of stream of consciousness said what happened to the audience. So here for your pleasure is what I said at that gig. Have you heard of the small town Casino?
Yes. Barnaby Joyce.
It's Barnaby Joyce in Casino?
Yes.
Well, it's shit. And not just the town of Casino, it's the people of Casino that I don't. How many of you have been on the bus to Casino? There's not even a casino in that town. Can you believe that? Nothing good happens on a bus. There was a lady sitting in front of me whose name was and that's one of the many things I now know about. I know about several of the car accidents she's caused. She has a bad relationship with her father, a bad relationship with her brother. She loves her son, but she has a bad relationship with the father of that son. The common thread is who was just a crazy person and was dropping all sorts of swears on the bus. It was f*** this and sh*** that. She was going on and on. And then about, I don't know, as we were coming perpendicular to Byron Bay, an old Italian lady stood up and turned around and said, "Can you please be quiet?" And he said, "Oh yeah, absolutely." And just continued to talk at the same volume. It didn't matter at all. And then a man in front of turned around and he said, "That woman asked you to be quiet. There are kids on this bus and you're saying some inappropriate things." And in the following conversation, I wrote it down and I've committed it to memory because it was the most beautiful. She said, "You shut up, mate." And he said, "Pay some respect." Right? To which she said, "Do you think the world respects you, mate?" To which he said, "You've got to give respect to get respect." And then she said, "No." He said, "Just can you please be quiet?" She said, "You're just going through. You're just on the bus taking you through somewhere else for the train. Casino's my town. You show me the respect." And he goes, "Just please, please." He's just de-escalating at this point. He goes, "Please, can you keep it down?" At which point, she continues having a chat with the man next to her, who she doesn't know, across the aisle. And then she's pivoted between threatening that man and fun facts about Casino. Seemingly at random, she was going, "This man thinks I'm going to forget about him. I'm not going to forget about him. Bad things happen when people cross me. He'll forget about me, and then I swear things will be happening then. That's a great hot dog place there. You can get bacon on a hot dog, onion. You can get egg if you want it. They got all the different sauces. I'm going to ruin that man's life." Just as we were coming all the way into the casino, we finally got into the casino, and she goes over to the guy. He's having a cigarette. She's also having a cigarette. Who would have thought that everyone on the bus was a chain smoker? But she also had one of those f***ing pens that you know the ones that you go crack, 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 and you huff nicotine right into the back of the, what a load. And what are they called? Wasn't a vape. That's the, what is it called? It's called like a Nico pen or something. She's half a step away from chewing snus. So she goes over to the guy, and I can't hear what she's saying because I've got her f***ed ear and she's at half a distance. And he just takes it like a gentleman. And she walks off, and I make a little face at the guy, and I'm trying to, it was this face, it was, I was trying to say, "Listen, you've dealt with that, she's a crazy person,
congratulations. And then he said to me, he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, I could stab that cunt through the throat. What I was trying to do at that point was go, this is very embarrassing that you've said that. I said, well, it's not worth it, mate. And he said, I just got out of jail. I don't care if I go back in. I got kids. And what she was saying to those kids wasn't right. And I don't know what the moral of that story is.
Thank you to the people at Standout Comedy for booking James at the gig and recording the show.
Some procedural nitty-gritty. I've got three things here. So number one.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is the mugs for the Patreon people. They will be coming to you soon. I'm on that promptly when I get back. All the people who have signed up in the last few days, you can have mugs too. I have enough mugs for you. And I'll just, as people join the Patreon, I'll just keep making mugs for them until I run out of mugs. I'll do some big warning if that happens. I can't imagine it's going to become a technical problem. Anyway, so mugs, getting on that very soon. Number two, upcoming shows, aforementioned Adelaide this Wednesday in Adelaide. And also I'm doing two shows on the same night in Melbourne. That's June 11. That's to make up for not being there for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'm doing two shows of aesthetic in Melbourne. It's going to be great. Now, Zimbabwe, point number three. Act Guitar and I couldn't quite find a time that worked this week. It's been a very strange week, but that interview will be coming soon, so we build the anticipation there. And for affirmations, I'd really just like to say, I affirm that I am going to find a way to do comedy and this podcast that is less taxing on myself and my family. Because one cannot burn the candle at both ends, and one certainly cannot burn other people's candle at both ends. well, one can, but one simply mustn't. It's not a stable way to live. So I'm really going to try and figure out. And this podcast has been a great way of doing it, of going, you know, of building that wonderful cult so that I'll just be able to go and perform for you and come home and not do these long, brutal, 15-day alone nightmarish marathons. Although I suspect on the boat there'll be quite a lot of time away from people as well. Maybe I'll just do day trips on the boat. Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast, and I affirm that I'm going to find a way to make money doing comedy for my family and for myself in a way that's more stable and agreeable. And we're on that road, but hooly dooly, I'm a shell of a person. If you're coming along, you know, this will come out after the show, but if you were at the show on Sunday, let me know if you thought that's a man who seemed like just before the show he was saying he was a shell of a person, or if I put on the mask and we kept up the elaborate ruse. Here's a song that I'm not sure if I've already put on this podcast or not, because I've simply lost track. I love you. Keep it real. Catamaran Ho. Believe in yourself. I'm a shell of a man. Thank you again to Sam Campbell for coming on the show. Thank you to all of you. Talk soon. And Wednesday. Remember Wednesday. And Melbourne. All right, here's the song.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.